Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, it is February, and that is a big deal. Why is that, Mo?
Because it is the first day of Black History Month, officially. And we are here to celebrate. So, are we talking about what Black History means to us?
Yes.
All right. Black History to me is a time of pretty much three things. Educating yourself upon what Black History has been, reflecting upon all of the things that our ancestors had to endure and accomplish in order for us to move how we move, and celebrating the efforts we have made while also thinking about what we can do to go even further. And I think it's a time to reflect with your friends, with your family, and just kind of learn more. The more you educate yourself, I think the more you can be an assistance to the culture, to the people. And I think this entire month is just a reflection of that.
Exactly. I can't say it any better than you said it, Mo. Like, that's all that Black History Month means to me, is it's a reflection. And it's also a time to, like, for me personally, just be proud of the accomplishments that my community has made and everything that we're doing and how we're moving forward now.
One of the things that I really enjoy about Black History is the acknowledgement of the things that we have put forward to history in general, American history, because a lot of things are kind of glossed over or quote unquote whitewashed, the things that we have done. And I think acknowledgement is great, because this is a time where people tend to kind of try to learn a little bit more about the history and the things that we've done. I wish people would do that, you know, more times than just once a year. But I do appreciate the acknowledgement. We have gotten far. We still have a lot more to get through and a lot more to learn and things and adjust. But it's also a good time to recognize how far we have come, but also acknowledge we still got some space to take, you know?
Is it just me, or does it feel like Black History has a little more weight to it this year? Because, I mean, there's been a lot of chatter and talk, if you read the news, that there's been some people who are trying to erase certain parts of our history and not teach our kids certain part of our history because they think it's too ugly. But the truth is the truth of what happened with the origin of this country.
I feel like that's always been a thing.
Yeah.
But I think social media and the fact that Black History Month is spoken about more now and it reaches more people because we have the platforms to actually speak to it, I think that part has made the people who are opposed to Black culture, Black people, Black history louder. And I think it's made them work harder to try to erase some of the things in history, like you mentioned. And so I think it's important for us to continue to push the narrative as strongly as we have been.
And for me, the reason why it weighs more this year, we finally get an extra day.
It means more.
Don't think we sleep on the fact they gave us the shortest month of the year.
Well, here's the thing that a lot of people don't know. I know you were joking. I know that you know this. But there are people who don't even understand when Black History started or why. At one point, it started off as Negro History Week. And that was because that was the birthdays of Abraham Lincoln as well as Frederick Douglass. So that, for those listening, that is why it's in February. Mm. But as Mo was saying, that he's exactly right. He's exactly right in every form of that. But at the same time, I am really glad that this is a leap year.
So if you were giving white people an assignment, right, you're saying know a little bit more about our history. Look. People are busy right now. They don't got a whole bunch of time. So if you were going to point to one thing to read, one thing that was going to take, let's say, 5 minutes, that's it, 5 minutes, what would it be?
Wow, that's a tough one. If I had to narrow it down to one thing and you had 5 minutes, I would Google everything you need to know about Black History Month. I think that there's a lot of articles out there that kind of have summarized exactly what Black History Month means, exactly how it should be represented, how you should look at it. And you can find articles and things out there that you can literally educate yourself within minutes, as you said.
Katie and Amber, if it wasn't broadly looking up the definition of Black History Month, what one event would you say, look, this might give white people a different perspective on our life then and life now?
Juneteenth.
Easily.
Oh, yeah. Juneteenth, because I feel like it's just now starting to become, like, technically a federal holiday, and it's so new that a lot of people still don't really know why it means so much to us. So I would say actually look into the whole history of Juneteenth.
I 100% agree with what Mo and Katie have both said. I would like to also add in Black inventors. There are so many things that we have created or these Black Avengers have created that people don't even realize it. You know what I mean? Like a traffic light, you know, air conditioning, you know, the stops, the brakes on an elevator. Like we, there's a lot of things that people just don't think about that we had a hand in.
There's a lot of things to learn, and we touch on a lot of it on the show. And I appreciate those moments. Like a perfect example is us just speaking to the Black National Anthem. And I got a lot of DMs from white people saying, I had no idea. Thank you. Thank y'all for educating us. I had no clue. So there's a lot of things that to us, we just know because we're Black and we've had to live it. But we realize we have to keep speaking it. But at the same time, you can help us if you do some of that work on your own.
Do you guys say Happy Black History Month to each other?
Yeah. I said it to Katie this morning.
Right. Yeah, we did it. And we just do one of these. Right? Just the fist.
The Burt Show.